This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. The United States is nearing 3 million confirmed cases of the novel coronavirus. That's according to data collected by Johns Hopkins University. As cases continue to rise, surging in some states, the nation's top infectious disease expert warned Americans not to fall into a false complacency about the falling death rate. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, said it's a false narrative to take comfort in a lower death rate, adding there are so many other things that are very dangerous and bad about COVID-19. President Donald Trump boasted late Tuesday night on Twitter that the death rate from coronavirus is down tenfold. More than 131,000 people in the U.S. have died from the virus as of Wednesday. Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador is in Washington for meetings with President Trump. The meetings Wednesday come days after a new trade deal among the two countries in Canada went into effect. Speaking to reporters in Mexico City before his departure on Tuesday, López Obrador repeatedly said in a response to questions about raising other issues such as immigration policy that his focus in the talks would be on the trade deal. The U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement updated the 1990s North American trade agreement and was a major policy push of President Trump, who cast the former trade deal as harmful to U.S. businesses and workers. The pact includes new laws related to intellectual property protection, the internet, currencies, investment, and state-owned enterprises. The two leaders will also take part in a dinner Wednesday night with business leaders from both countries. This is VOA News.